All right, so we're diving into something pretty cool this time, a board game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's not Monopoly, let me tell you. It's called Northerners, and
Okay.
it's got Vikings, obviously, but it's more than just,
Right.
swinging axes and raiding villages.
Than just pillaging, right?
Exactly, you're building up this whole society, managing resources, and get this, the Norse gods.
Oh, I like where this is going.
They are a factor. They can make or break your whole game.
Now that's what I call divine intervention. I'm intrigued already.
So picture this. Westfolder, rugged land, ambitious jarls, four of them to be exact.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Each one wants to be top dog,
Nelsic.
and oh yeah, Ragnarok's looming in the background.
Talk about pressure. So, how does this whole Northerners thing actually play? What makes it stand out from all the other strategy games out there?
Well, that's the thing. It mixes a bunch of mechanics together. Engine building,
Always a good sign.
resource management,
Gotta love a bit of that.
worker placement, even tile laying.
Wow, they're not holding back, are they? It sounds like Northerners really throws everything at you.
It does. It's not about just grabbing the most stuff. It's about how you use it, outsmarting your opponents, planning your moves.
Strategy over brute force. I can dig it.
Totally. Although, speaking of force, there's this whole thing with the spirit shaman.
Oh, intriguing.
And Aesir's blessings, like, are those just for flavor or do they actually change the game?
Oh, they absolutely do. That's where the real depth of Northerners comes in, but we'll get to that. They really add a whole other layer to the gameplay. You see, you're not just building a settlement, you're trying to.
Prove yourself,
Yeah.
basically.
Exactly. You want to show the gods, the other jarls, that you can lead through Ragnarok. And
It
that.
takes more than just wood and stone.
It does. You need to gain their favor.
Okay, so you're managing resources, building, raiding, but also.
Pleasing the Aesir, yeah. It's a balancing act.
Speaking of balancing acts, there's this thing called the Loki bar in the rule book.
Ah, yes, the
Then,
Lenin.
that along with the blessing cards, they seem like they could throw a wrench in your plans.
Oh, absolutely.
So, how do those work? Walk me through it.
Well, think of the Loki bar like a countdown,
Okay.
but not the good kind. The kind you really don't want to see hit zero because.
Because Ragnarok.
Exactly. Every time Loki pops up on a blessing card during a
It
raid,
fills up.
yep, gets you closer to the end.
So, you could be doing great, tons of resources, strong Vikings,
Right.
and then bam, Loki shows up. And
Suddenly you're scrambling to keep everything from falling apart. It adds a real sense of urgency, you know?
I can imagine. And the blessing cards, they sound like a double-edged sword.
Very much so, yeah.
Tell me more about those.
So the Aesir, well, they're fickle. They're blessings. They can be amazing, extra resources, more actions on your turn.
Powerful stuff.
But anger them and.
Let me guess, bad things happen.
Oh, yeah. You could get stuck with nothing or worse.
I can see how that would add to the tension.
Definitely makes those decisions even more important. Are you willing to risk the god's wrath for a chance at something amazing?
High risk, high reward.
Exactly. And you know what else adds to the excitement?
What's that?
You can attack other players directly.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Send your Vikings to raid their tiles, maybe steal some resources.
Even victory points, right?
Could happen. Of course, they can fight back. Leads to some pretty intense moments as you roll those dice to see who comes out on top.
So we've got the Aesir. I've got direct conflict between players. It sounds like Northerners has this mix of strategic planning, but
An
also.
element of luck for sure.
So is there like one winning strategy? Is it all about brute force and those raids?
You know, it might be tempting to go all in on raids, but Northerners really.
Rewards a bit more finesse, huh?
Exactly. This is a game for those who think long term. Every round, you've got to make your actions count.
Squeeze out every advantage.
Right. And don't just build for the sake of building.
Build what's going to give you the edge.
Exactly. Think about what'll pay off down the line.
Okay, so plan ahead, be strategic. It's like chess.
In a way, yeah. Every move has consequences.
And don't forget about the Aesir. We've got to talk about those blessing cards more.
Oh, they can completely change the game.
Better or worse, right?
Exactly. You don't have to be best friends with the Norse gods or anything, but
Making them mad is a bad idea.
it is. Those blessing cards, especially later in the game, they're
The
huge.
difference between winning and losing.
Absolutely. And speaking of important locations, those Kaupang tiles.
Yeah, what about those? They seem pretty important.
They're all about making tough choices. Do you hoard your resources or.
Trade them for something better.
Exactly. Trade for those treasure tiles, rack up those victory points. But it's risky.
Always a trade-off.
Right. You got to read the board, see where the opportunities lie.
High stakes poker with Vikings.
That's one way to put it.
And speaking of risks, those raids, you can actually lose Vikings.
Ah, yeah. A Viking's life is full of danger.
High risk, high reward.
Exactly. The further you go on a raid, the better the potential rewards. But
the bigger the chance you lose those Vikings.
Exactly. Each raid card, it shows you what you could win, but also what you might lose.
So you might come back empty-handed.
Or worse.
So we've got the easier, those blessing cards, raids that can go wrong. Northerners. Seems like it has a lot going for it.
It's a really engaging game. Lots of tough choices, beautiful components.
It really makes you think, you know? It's not just about winning.
No, it's about how you play the game, the decisions you make.
It's about navigating this world shaped by Norse mythology.
Then dealing with those unpredictable gods.
Exactly. So here's a question for you listening at home. How much would you risk angering the Aesir for a shot at a powerful raid early on? Would you play it safe? Or go all in, knowing the consequences. It's a tough call. And that's a wrap on our deep dive into Northerners. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the world of Vikings, gods, and strategic board game mastery. If you do give Northerners a try, let us know what you think. We love hearing from you. Until next time, happy gaming.